This is VOA News via remote on Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and expressed support for a ceasefire between Israeli troops and Hamas militants. Biden had told reporters at the White House earlier on Monday that he planned to speak with the Israeli prime minister. He did, in fact, speak with Netanyahu for the third time since violence broke out a week ago. The White House put out a statement this evening saying the president expressed his support for a ceasefire and discussed U.S. engagement with Egypt and other partners toward that end. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes on Monday, killing a senior Palestinian militant commander, and Palestinian militant groups renewed rocket attacks on Israel as violence in the region entered its second week. Gaza's health ministry says that since the fighting began on May the 10th, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 59 children. At least 10 Israelis have been killed, including a six-year-old child. After meeting with top defense officials Monday, Netanyahu said Israel will continue to strike terror targets and will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens. Meanwhile, the armed wing of Hamas promised more rocket attacks. Spokesman Abu Ubaida announced Hamas will resume rocket launches on Tel Aviv if the Israeli airstrikes don't stop. This, according to Reuters news agency. Also Monday, an Israeli man died of his wounds after being attacked last week by a group of Arab citizens in the central city of Lod. The city has become a flashpoint area during the latest fighting. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.